Welcome to the CLS Experience. I'm your host, Craig Siegel. I'm a born and raised New Yorker who achieved success with multiple businesses, but I crave something deeper. So I dedicated myself to personal growth and transformation by revamping my mindset. I went from being unable to run a mile to conquering four marathons the following year. Now, I want to help others manufacture big breakthroughs of their own.
There's so many people that feel stuck or coming out of the pandemic, like you attest to. So many people they feel defeated, John, or like they're looking up at their problems, whatever the case may be. I want everybody to know that reinvention is ready when you are. Literally, the moment that you decide that you have the ability, you have a choice to reinvent your identity. Now, just to be clear, this doesn't mean you have to pivot and change careers. Maybe it's an identity change. You want to show up a little bit better, right? Standard over feeling, just hold a higher standard for yourself, whatever the case may be. I want to let other people know that they can reinvent themselves and they can change the course of life anytime that they decide.
Hey, this is John Gordon with Positive You. And today my guest is Craig Siegel. Craig, how you doing?
Honestly, unbelievable. The only negative I got going on is we don't have 10 hours to chat. I know we could have went for another hour before we record. I'm excited to be here. Let's rock.
I love it. I love that you are ready. Yeah, we talked about 20 minutes beforehand. Amazing conversation. I love your heart. Love your spirit. Love who you are. You're someone who's just burst on the scene. You've come alive. You're like a star, a rocket ship, just taking off, Craig. How is that happening? What's going on?
Essentially, I spent 35 years trying to find myself, Johnny. I was always looking for something. I felt guided spiritually, but I didn't know what it was. And for the last 12 years, I was on Wall Street and I attained success. I say in quotations, depending upon what you consider success to be. But as it turns out, making money doesn't necessarily equal success. And then when the pandemic happened, and I'm fast forwarding, you know, a lot, but essentially lockdown happened. And for the first time as a grown man, as an adult, I couldn't work even if I wanted to because I was a business owner and I shut down my office. So I couldn't work, or could I? And for the first time really ever, I found myself grounded and I had an opportunity to really ask myself the tough questions. Am I really happy? The answer was not even close. And then what would make me happy? And I was able to facilitate a strategy and really combined my passions with my gifts, my passion being personal development and my gifts being to communicate effectively. And I started my CLS brand and I went all in. And to use a word, I know it's cliche, but I'm for the first time in my life in alignment. So people always ask me like, what are you on? And I'm like, I love this stuff. This isn't work to me. I spent a very long time trying to find myself. So now that I did, essentially I'm collapsing time.
Love it. So good. Take us back to getting started in Wall Street. You graduate college and then you go to work. Did you start right away in Wall Street?
Yeah. So I came back from college and not sure about most people, but I didn't really know what I wanted to do. I wasn't one of those cats that grew up and said, I want to play for the New York Yankees. I really didn't know. I came back from college and I was at my family's house in Long Island. And I was hungry and ambitious, but I lacked direction. I ended up on Wall Street. And interestingly enough, simultaneously, when I got there, I also stumbled across personal development. And that's when everything changed for me, because I realized that where I'm at right now is not a life sentence. I could actually revamp my mindset, right? I could reinvent my identity. I could cultivate confidence. I could change what I associate pain and pleasure to. And I utilized that in all aspects of life. And I spent a good time on Wall Street, making money and doing all that stuff. But yeah, right after college, I found that in addition to personal development.
Most people on Wall Street are not actually seeking personal development, right? They're making money focused on that. What made you want to seek that growth while you were doing that work? Obviously, you weren't all about just the money at that point.
Yeah, I was just so fascinated. And look, let's be honest and keep it real raw and authentic. Like growing up, and I know our mutual friend Ed shares some commonalities with this. Like I was short, I was teased a little bit. And I think I developed some insecurities when I was younger and some limiting beliefs. But ironically, when I cultivated those, I also cultivated an edge, because I knew that once I found my lane, I would really be able to spread my wings. But then, you know, time went by and I had trouble identifying what my path was. so to speak. And I remember very specifically stumbling upon personal development the same time I got to Wall Street, YouTube videos, inspirational speeches, and so forth. And I was just hooked. I was captivated. I went down the rabbit hole and essentially I never looked back. I just never thought I would make it my life, but I was just so fascinated that you can grow as a human being, right? And you can actually learn how to learn. And I was just captivated.
I love that. How long did you spend on Wall Street?
I was there for about 12 years. I did the stock thing for a while, and that was a lot of fun until it wasn't, as you can imagine, with the unpredictability and so forth. And so I pivoted and I started my own business, which was lucrative, but soul sucking straight up. It felt like I was waking up every single day and going to a J-O-B. And I got into a pretty dark place. I got out of a toxic relationship. My pops, my best friend in the world, who was always healthy, had gotten diagnosed with cancer. I just didn't like who I was becoming. And it doesn't make it any more fun when you don't like what you do for a living. It felt like an uphill climb. But ultimately, I was there for about 12 years up until the pandemic. And that's when everything really shifted for me.
So for many, the pandemic was a real negative experience. And obviously, many people we know, lost someone. But for many also, it was a growth experience. There were so many things that happened for people where they found relationships. They reconnected with old friends. They found their purpose. They started a business. Some people lost their jobs. Some people found their jobs. For you, it was obviously, a good thing. It was something that caused you to really look at your life, examine your life, and decide, what is it that I want to do? Many people had that experience with 9/11, and they had that moment. This was obviously your moment. When was the moment where you said, you know what? I'm going to actually pursue this for my life and career. I remember my moment when my wife threatens to leave me. I'm miserable. I'm negative. And I said, please stay. I agreed to change. She agreed to stay. And I remember asking, what am I born to do? And why am I here? And writing and speaking came to me in that moment. And I said, you know what? I am going to do this work. I don't care how long it takes. Even if it takes me 10 years to be successful, I'll be 40 something at that point, doing what I love, at least, instead of feeling like I'm dying every single day. When was your moment?
That's so relatable. And I got to be honest with you, I still get a kick out of you saying that it used to be negative. It's just something I can't fathom. And kudos to you for the transformation. Similar to yours, in the beginning of the pandemic, I looked around and I saw a lot of Netflix and a lot of day drinking. And I just said, that's not going to be me. And I had been miserable for so long, Johnny. I just didn't even realize the extent of it. But when the world stood still, I just said to myself, I'm like, I don't know if I will ever have another opportunity like this where I can't even go to my office right now if I wanted to. Let's really dive deep. And here's where it got really interesting. I said, I don't 100% know what's next, but I know this. I'm not going back. When the lockdown happened, like everybody wanted it to be done so they can go back. I had that moment where I was like, I don't want the lockdown to end right now because I don't want to go back doing what I was doing, which essentially was miserable. So I got to a point where I was, and I'm getting fired up right now because I'm putting myself in that frequency. I was sick and tired of being sick and tired. And then from studying personal development for so long, I had a strategy. And I basically just took two concepts and married the two. And that was to find out what I love, personal development, and what are my gifts and what am I good at? And it's to communicate effectively. And then look, if you're going to think, you got to think big. So put together a strategy and all that. But I would say this was in the first 2 weeks of the lockdown. Was it March 2020? I put myself in that frequency looking for something more. And then as soon as I did that and got excited about it, ideas started to percolate. Isn't it funny how that happens? Like when you get into the right state, ideas about how to do things begin to come to you. And I literally remember the next day on a run in Central Park, I pulled over, I went to GoDaddy.com, pulled out the domain, bought that, got a logo. And these seem like little things, but sometimes little things mean everything. And I started to get momentum and the rest is history.
Well, who did you look at and who did you look to in terms of I can do this? Dave Meltzer was a part of your journey, right? How did you connect with him? How did you start your own podcast? What made you start your own podcast? How did you get off the ground? How did you get people to know you?
Yeah, that's a phenomenal question. So when I started this, I looked around and for me personally, like for the last 10, 15 years, when you think of personal development, think of Tony Robbins, right? So if you're going to think big, right, you think huge, so to speak. So I looked at Tony, what he was doing, and I said, I don't want to be the next Tony Robbins. I want to be the first Craig Siegel, but you can't hit a target that you can't see. So what we're going to do here is going to look a little something like what Tony does, the face of personal development, the apple of personal development, so to speak. And I looked around, I had 300 Instagram followers at the time. I'd been successful in business, but not online or anything like that. And someone that stuck out to me that I came across, that I connected with, that was doing things that I appreciated, was our good friend, Ed Milet. I liked his style, just the humility and so forth. And I gravitated towards his work. And the cool thing about social media, for anybody listening to this podcast right now, like, you can do anything you want. The knowledge is at your disposal. You can go to social media, YouTube. You could read a book. You can literally accumulate knowledge, wisdom, or experience. You can have indirect mentors, right? Like, even if somebody necessarily, maybe they couldn't afford to work with John Gordon, they could follow you on Instagram or read some of your books, and they can kind of see how you operate, what your mindset is, or what makes you tick. And that's the beauty of it. And I gravitated towards Ed and some other people and so forth. And then I didn't even know Dave. You mentioned Meltzer, but I ended up connecting with him on social media, the power of that. We did a live, and I'm all about relationships. And the old Craig wasn't really like this, but the new modified Craig doesn't have an ego, straight up, but like put work within the ego, so to speak. And I appreciated Dave, and I flew across the country to shake his hand. We built a friendship, and now we have a weekly show on Instagram, The Paradigm Shift, which you were on, which just got greenlit for Apple TV. And I just was very strategic with the relationships, but those particular cats really stood out to me in the beginning.
That's awesome. So you saw what they were doing. You saw how they were building their brand. You obviously looked at Tony Robbins, and it's so funny because whenever you talk about this space, people will mention Tony, and I'm like, okay, I'm not Tony. I'm different than Tony. I don't want to be Tony. And Tony's great. He helps a lot of people, but I believe in doing things differently. I have a different mindset. I have a different way I approach things. I love when I have a CEO that comes up to me and says, hey, you know, we were thinking about Tony. We brought you, man. I've been called Tony Robbins meets HBR, right? Harvard Business Review, which I love, right? I'll bring the energy, but I'll also bring the content, the management, the leadership, and bring it different. So I'll take that. But I love that you want to be the first Craig Siegel, that you weren't trying to be anyone else. You wanted to be you. You got the strong New York accent. I hear it.
Yes,
I'm from Long Island too, but yours is a lot stronger than me, right? Because you're still there. I moved away. I got Southernized. Craig, how old are you now?
I just turned 37 years old. Ironically, me and Ed share the same birthday.
Ah, okay. Same birthday.
That's 37 cool. Years young.
37 years old. What's the date of your birthday?
April 27th.
That's right. That's right. It's the 27th. That's awesome. So April 27th and 37. Again, just getting started, just starting to move in this direction. What became your key focus, like in terms of brand? How did you identify what you were going to talk about, speak about, and what your key brand would be about? And what would you be known for? Because it's all about what you're known for.
Yeah, great points. And also, I just want to say that, just want to throw that in there. Having great conversations with you and some other people I hold in really high regard, a bunch of you said something interesting. You said you didn't really put it all together or hit your stride until your 40s. And so I feel like I have 3 bonus years left. but I'm excited just to be on the path that I'm on with the awareness and meeting great people and forming relationships like I am with you, Johnny. In regards to like the brand, so to speak, in the beginning, like you're trying new things and you're kind of seeing what sticks or what people gravitate towards. But I think here's the thing with me, right? Like, you don't have to love me. You don't have to like me. Hell, you can hate me, right? I know I'm not everybody's cup of tea or a glass of whiskey, whatever the case would be. But one thing that you can't deny is that I'm an expert in reinvention. The reason I say that is because I had one life for the last 35 years, or specifically the last 10 on Wall Street. And then I pivoted and completely reinvented my identity, started CLS. Now we have one of the biggest podcasts, just got sponsored by Mark Cuban. I've had all the world's greats on there, filling out coaching programs, memberships, keynote speaking on big stages. So even if you didn't like me, you couldn't deny that I reinvented myself. And I think what the core message for that is there's so many people that feel stuck or coming out of the pandemic, like you attested to. So many people they feel defeated, John, or like they're looking up at their problems, whatever the case may be. I want everybody to know that reinvention is ready when you are. Literally, the moment that you decide that you have the ability, you have a choice to reinvent your identity. Now, just to be clear, this doesn't mean you have to pivot and change careers. Maybe it's an identity change. You want to show up a little bit better, right? Standard over feeling, just hold a higher standard for yourself, whatever the case may be. I want to let other people know that they can reinvent themselves and they can change the course of life anytime that they decide.
I love that, that you can actually reinvent yourself. You can become something new. You don't have to be in your old career. You can create a new career, or you can change your identity in terms of how you see yourself. And right. I did that. I was a bartender. I was a restaurant owner. I worked for .com. People like, how'd you become an author of 26 books? How'd you become a leadership speaker? How'd you start doing this? People who knew me then often laugh at what I'm doing now, because like, I remember when you were just getting started and you said, I'm going to do this. I think it starts with a belief, Craig, right? I can do this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this work. I'm going to make an impact. I see myself differently. I got a website like you. I create a logo like you. I said, hey, I'm a leadership speaker. I'm an author. I am a consultant. I actually put a news page on my website. I had no news, but I put a news page on my website because I knew news was coming. And then all of a sudden, news clips started happening. I started to do this work. And I think the difference between you and I and someone else who is just sitting there wanting to do it, but not doing it, is that we believe it was possible and we're willing to take the action necessary to create it, to make it happen, because we believe. What you believe so often determines what you create. Would you agree with that?
I think self-belief is everything. People often ask me, like, what do you think makes up success? Everybody has a different answer, which I get a kick out of. But for me personally, two big traits are self-belief and grit. Right? Because adversity will come, but can you power through? But self-belief, I mean, you can only go as far as you believe you can go, right? So you have to change like your perspective on where you think you could take this thing called life. And ultimately, when it came down for me, even though I had no experience in the online space, so to speak, I had a moment of imposter syndrome, just like everybody does at a second. But see, that's the thing. It's just a moment now, because I look back at my past life and I said, I had success on Wall Street. I had success in a different business. I was able to cultivate confidence. I was able to go from barely being able to run a mile to run four marathons that year. I have had success in different arenas. So was it those arenas that made me successful, or was it Craig that was the key ingredient to success? And I could, that's transferable. It's universal. I could take those traits and apply it to something else. And ultimately I didn't. And I think the real concept of like financial freedom is not having $20 million in the bank. It's being able to manufacture money out of thin air at any time, like being able to pivot and start something and just have the confidence in yourself that you'll be able to figure out strategies and make stuff work. And ultimately, that's the thing with me. I looked at my past. I had success. I had points of reference. And then I just dove in. But self-belief is literally everything. It'll take you as far as you want to go, or literally nowhere. And the good news is you can work on it.
As a leader, when you stop and think about all the things you do every day, all the things begin to add up, and quickly. Your business has flourished because of all your hard work and endless hours. But now it's time to hire help. But let's face it, hiring is complicated. The right person for your company doesn't seem to exist, which leaves you stressed, overwhelmed, and doing everything yourself. Our friends at Belay are here to help. Because whether you need a highly vetted US-based virtual assistant, bookkeeper, social media strategist, or website specialist, Belay has the right person ready to help. To help you get started, Belay is offering our listeners a free download of their CEO's latest book, Rise Up and Lead Well. She shares everything she's learned in her journey from assistant to CEO about how to work successfully with an assistant. Just text the word positive to 55123 for your free download today. That's positive, P-O-S-I-T-I-V-E to 55123. In no time, you'll be back doing only what you can do. Growing your organization, accomplish more, juggle less, modernize staffing solutions from Belay. And when you're on the right path, God will move heaven and earth to support you, and things will just happen, and events will happen, and people will show up, and you and I will connect, and I'll ask you to be on the podcast, and then you'll have a few engagements that come from this podcast. You'll do a few speaking engagements, and that leads to three more, which leads to three more. And that's what happened to me. I was just willing to get out there, do the work, And for me, it was all about making a difference, making an impact. I know that's what you're about too. It's amazing when you focus on the process, focus on the route, work on just making a difference. It's amazing how the money just shows up. The support just shows up. The means shows up so you can do this work and make an impact. Someone the other day gave me a hard time on Twitter that my wife and I were promoting relationship grit and said, you know, my grandparents, they had a great relationship, but they would have never profited from it from writing a book and trying to make money. I responded, my wife and I wrote the book not to make money, to make a difference. And so you have to write a book to make an impact. We shared our story, our pain, our mistakes, things we did wrong, things I did wrong. And we shared that with the world to make an impact. Did we make money from the book? Of course. But was that our goal in writing it? No, it's an exchange of energy. And as you're putting out good in the world, it comes back to you. And guess what? Money is needed to do what you're here to do. You have to run a podcast. Well, it costs money. Guess what? The podcast is free. You get to listen to a podcast. It's free. It doesn't come from thin air. It's free. You get to listen to it. And there's a way that it's supported through advertising. Or for me, it's a lot of speaking and a lot of my own money I put into it to make a difference. I now have you on and you're able to make a difference. People can listen to this and it's free. I'm not asking people to pay. It's free. And so there's so much that's given away. And yet, it does come back tenfold. It's amazing how many times you do this work and it just comes back. Have you found the more you put out there, it just comes back to you?
Yeah. And this is a great lesson that I learned when I started CLS, because the truth of the matter is I didn't step into this space for the money. But as it turns out, when you really find that alignment, like what sets your soul on fire and you focus on impact and contribution and you do a really good job, the money follows you. Now, ironically enough, I'm making more money than I ever made on Wall Street, and I'm completely out of that business. So to answer your question in a word, yes, absolutely. And I'm not focused on money anymore at all. I just want to continue to move the chain, so to speak, right? First downs and inspire and elevate and make a difference. And every time I do a better job of that or able to extend the reach, whatever the case would be, more money keeps on coming. So it goes back to like the old like law of attraction. When you really find that alignment, like just worry about the why and then the how will come to you.
Yeah. And the more you bring in, the more you can give away, the more you can do. You want to give away to charity. You want to give away. I tithe to my church and I give away a lot more. I am now giving away more than I made years ago than I made the entire year. I now give away. Yeah. And I love giving away. And it's giving generously that allows you to receive more. And as you receive more, then you give more. And it's this incredible thing. Craig, I love that you call me Johnny. It's funny because all my friends from Long Island, that's what they call me. They call me Johnny. And you call me Johnny. And it reminds me, I was just speaking on Long Island. I got done speaking and a young man came up to me and he goes, that was a good talk. He's like, it was clear you weren't talking out of your ass is what he said. He goes, and he goes, like, you actually, you know, knew what you were talking about. And you were really real in how you shared it. Now, folks, please excuse my language there. That's what he said to me. This young man, his high school students said that to me. But if you understand Long Island, the minute he said that, I said, welcome to Long Island. They're not saying that in Nebraska. They're not saying that in Omaha. They're not saying that in Oklahoma. No, they're saying, you're like, you're not talking out of your, you know what? And I just thought it was hilarious. Long Island's all about being real. Is that where you found your realness just growing up, would you say, in New York?
I would say so. But the irony is I wasn't always like this. I was more of a people pleaser years back. And I was afraid to be my true, real, authentic self. Hmm. When I started CLS, there's obviously no guarantee of success, but I made myself one promise that no matter what happens, I will 1,000,000% step into this as my true, real, authentic self, saying weird things that Craig likes to say, like you dig or bang or all these weird stuff. And what's funny is the weirder I am or display, the bigger of a connection I form with the audience. So I always had this side to me, but now I'm finally like utilizing it. And it's just so interesting to me and awesome that the more I showcase it, the bigger the connection with the community.
I showed my daughter a TikTok the other day. She was actually showing it to me, but we talked about it. And it was like this guy who was sharing a really funny but bad joke. He wasn't a good speaker. English was not his first language. And it had like 1 million views. And I was explaining to my daughter, see, you don't have to be perfect on stage. You just have to be real and connect with your audience. And there has to be something different about you. It's not always about being perfect, saying the right content. It's being real, raw. And this joke was almost like corny, but yet it was fun and attractive, and it made you want to listen. It made you want to listen again. And I think that's important, to just be yourself, be your authentic self. I love that you realized that was the key to success, like promising yourself that. I got to tell you, many times on stage, I would not be my whole self and I would just want to give a good talk. And I made a commitment over the last couple of years. You know what? I don't have much time left on earth, maybe 30 years, 35. If I make it to 100, okay, another 49, but I don't have a long time. So guess what? I want to make sure I'm enjoying what I'm doing. Like sharing that young man's story of Long Island. You know what? I think it's funny. Yeah, he said talking out of your ass, but the way he said it was so funny. And I took it as a huge compliment for a kid to say that, even in that way. It was such a huge compliment. But guess what? You got to be you. And the more you are you, the more people will connect to you. And I love that you're doing that. What is your vision? What is your goal as you are being real, as you're moving forward in this career? I mean, we're watching you real time. We're watching real time growth. It's like watching the rocket ship head into outer space. Like, what does that look like for you? What do you want to create?
What was that? That's right. I can hear your thoughts. Have no fear. I'm going to tell you exactly where you can get weekly access to the CLS experience live in action. Drop in gems, nuggets, trainings, special celebrity and business mogul guest speakers, and maximum energy. We just launched the CLS membership. We have weekly Zooms with like-minded, growth-oriented juggernauts, networking and absorbing all the wisdom via weekly Zooms. Head to cultivatelastingsymphony.com and then bang, enter your new network today. Let's grow together. You dig?
It's a great question. I want to continue on this path. You know, so I looked at CLS as like a 10-lane highway, right? So we had the speaking lane, the podcast, the membership, the masterminds, the coaching, the show with Dave, so to speak. And I say very humbly, everything is exploding right now. The community, the audience is connecting. We're changing lives. We're making an impact. And I just want more of each. I know that's not the sexiest answer, but ultimately, if you're going to think, you might as well think huge, like we attested to. The most sought after speaker, the biggest podcast, just really to extend the reach and whatever that looks like. And obviously, I used Tony Robbins in the beginning because, like I said, you can't hit a target that you can't see. That guy's obviously doing something right, but I don't want to take his style. I want to be my own, just like you. But just extend the reach and ultimately be the face of personal development if that means that we could contribute the most and change as many lives as we possibly can. So in a word, more.
More and thinking big, which I love, just thinking big.
Got it.
It's the CLS experience. CLS. We have Craig Siegel. What's the L stand for?
So when I started it, because I'm so weird and strange, now I embrace it. The name of the brand is Cultivate Lasting Symphony. I always had a thing for the word symphony, but it's also a play on my initials, Craig Landon Siegel.
Ah, okay. I love it. How important is God to you on this path?
So this is what you and I were speaking about for about 25 minutes before we hit record. My relationship with God has strengthened significantly over the last few years. Ironically, or maybe not, my life has become so much more fulfilling, impactful, full of love and joy. And obviously, you guys see what I'm doing now. I'm loving every moment of this. So I don't think it's a surprise that as I really connected with God and built that foundation and relationship, a lot of doors are opening and opportunities are presenting themselves. To be honest with you, I grew up Jewish. I wasn't super religious by any means. My family and I would go to temple on the high holy days. But what's most, and I don't think I've ever publicly said this, but what's most important to me right now is my relationship with God as opposed to a specific religion. And I'm working on that each and every single day. And it's really exciting to me.
That's awesome. Because God is not a religion. God is a relationship. And you know what's cool about this? When you do this work in personal development, you'll be forced to change, transform, and grow, because you can't impact people if you're not growing yourself. You can't transform the world if you don't transform yourself. And so as you do this work, like I was telling my daughter the other day, she's 23, she's now speaking.
And she's
and she's dealing with the spiritual attacks, like, who are you to do this? The imposter syndrome, the unworthiness. Also the nervousness. What do people think? The perfectionism. I said, Jade, the amazing thing about this is as you do this work, you're forced to grow. You're forced to face your demons. You're forced to work out your own issues and your own challenges. Because as you do, you will then become someone who can make a huge impact in this world. And if God's going to use you to do this work, he's going to change you from the inside out so that you can change the world from the inside out. So you have to go through transformation. I look back at my history. I had to change so much and become a different person to be able to do this work. And so God can change you if you're staying where you are. He's going to move you where to where you're meant to be. And he's going to do that by changing you and inside you to help you change the world. So that's what I see with you, Craig. I see God change you in amazing ways because he's molding you and shaping you to be someone who's going to have a greater impact. Because think about it. If you were like the guy 3 years ago, there's no way the guy 3 years ago would be able to do what he's doing now, what you're doing and the impact you're having.
Yeah. And not only that, but relationships too, right? Like my girlfriend, like I would have never attracted her from the Craig of 3 years ago. So the version that I am today is the best version I've ever been, but hopefully not nearly as good as I'll be 6 months from now because I'm working on myself every single day. But just what hearing you speak about this, it's so special and the journey is so exciting.
Did you meet your girlfriend through this work? Like, were you, did she follow you? Did she see you doing this or did she not know what you did?
She didn't know.
That's good. That's good at all.
Yeah. It's so much fun. So
what happened when she found out what you did? What'd she think?
It's not her style, based on her personality, but she's learned to love it. She's come to a bunch of the events when I've been on stage with John Maxwell, Jesse Isler, and all of them. And she's really loving it and enjoying the ride, so to speak. And I'm just so excited about all to come with her. She's really bought into this space. You know, she's more reserved, a little bit more of an introvert. And I'm the opposite now, right? Because I'm all over social media, which was uncomfortable for me in the beginning. But now I understand it's part of the process. But she's really adapted and she's learned to love everything that's going on. It's exciting there. It's exciting to everybody. I think it's fun to watch.
Oh, that's so cool. Jesse Itzler, John Maxwell. How did you get on stage with them? You've only been doing this a few years. Talk about that. That's the rocket ship I'm talking about. How does that happen?
Not even 2 years ago, CLS wasn't even an idea. And sometimes I need to do a better job of taking a second because I think you probably have a similar personality. Like you're always like goal oriented and you want to do great stuff and you want to continue to move the chains. Sometimes I need to take a second and just realize how far we've come in a short period of time. That being said, just strategic relationships, connections. And obviously there's a lot of people in the space that talk the talk, but you got to be able to walk the walk. And what I mean by that is you have to be able to get on stage and connect with the audience and have them leaving feeling inspired, right? Like there's a big difference between being motivated where like you watch a Rocky movie, you go to the gym on January 1st and then 2 weeks later you're done, or feeling like some type of way, like a spark in you and inspired. And I've really worked on my craft and really became the best that I could be so far in providing that. So strategic relationships had some opportunities and God willing, I've delivered. So here we go.
Craig Siegel, that is incredible. I love that story. You are making an impact. Give us one key takeaway. Your whole thing is reinvention, how we can reinvent ourselves. Give us just one key takeaway for the people listening right now. They want to make a change. They want to do something different than what they're doing now. Where do they start with the reinvention project?
Just understand this, that pain is inevitable. Suffering is optional. So if you don't like where you are right now, there's a choice. You can change. You can figure something else out. You can grab a journal. You can be strategic. You could try something new. But if you stay in that frequency, thinking that you have no choice, essentially that's also a choice, right? Choose your heart. So the moment that you realize there's more for you out there, that you're here for a specific reason, hopefully you believe that and you do have gifts that separate you from other people, then you can begin to take inspired action. And that's when the seeds will begin to part.
So think about what it is you want to create, what you want to build, and have a vision for your reinvention. Is that essential?
Yeah, 100%. Like, and again, you don't have to have everything figured out. Like for me, I just knew I didn't want to go back, right? When the lockdown was over. And so I put myself in that frequency to ask myself the deep questions. A lot of people often ask me like, well, Craig, what if I don't know what I'm passionate about? What do I do then? You know, there's strategies I would say to that. Reach out to 10 of your closest friends and ask them straight up, hey, what do you think I'm really good at? Or what do you think I love? and then collect the data. There's always going to be some commonalities. There's always something that you could do.
I love that. I always like to sit on when I'm on planes, right? I'll ask like the flight attendants, I'll go get a drink or go to the restroom, and I'll say, hey, so what do you think I do for a living? And I'll be just wearing like, you know, regular, Lululemon pants and a t-shirt or something. And just to ask, and one flight attendant said, I see you like as a, you're probably some kind of like business guru or politician, which I thought was hilarious. I'm like, okay, maybe I'm giving off the right vibe now, but she was pretty close. So asking your friends what you should do, what you're good at is a great indicator and a great idea, a great process to begin the journey of reinvention. What do you see me doing?
A lot of people already know, but they're afraid to start because they're scared of failure. So they never even begin. Sadly, I think there's a big percentage of people that do that. Then there's people like you who realize that I'm not going to be here forever, at least in this physical experience. And you have a sense of urgency. You're in a bit of a hurry to make stuff happen. So for people out there that don't know or they can't identify what they are good at or what their passions are, asking people and collecting the data is obviously a great strategy. And if you do know what you want, but you're too scared to try, look yourself in the mirror and say three words. Why not you?
I love it. Craig Siegel, I look forward to the book that you're going to write that will impact a lot of people as we talk about reinvention. They're going to need that book. It's going to be great. I know you're going to get started. I'm encouraging you right now with it. How can people find out about you, more information, stay connected, follow you on social media, and also to learn when your book is going to come out?
Yeah. So anywhere on Instagram, at Craig Siegel _CLS, anywhere you listen to podcasts, the CLS Experience, to join our community and our membership, cultivatelastingsymphony.com. If you want to join the free texting community, text number 917-634-3796. Text the word Gordon, so I know that you heard it on this conversation, and we'll do a free giveaway, and we do daily inspiration, all stuff like that.
Craig Siegel, love it. Love what you're doing. Love how you're really taking personal development to the masses, but also in a real practical way that allows people to take action. Appreciate you, brother.
Love you, buddy. Thank you, Johnny.
Please rate, review, and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. And follow me on Instagram at Craig Siegel _CLS, the YouTube channel Craig Siegel, and our website, cultivatelastingsymphony.com, where you could sign up for our email blast with all free trainings on all of our content. The best is yet to come.